Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cameron and Sophia with your 9am Zlines. In local news, Aussies are demanding a push to ban social media for children under 16. Recent surveys with News Corp's Let Them Be Kids campaign shows almost 70% of those surveyed believe that social media restriction ages should be lifted from age 13 to 16. 85% of those surveyed say it is up to the social media platforms to be more aware of harmful information or content being viewed by children. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles says, "I am a parent in the 85% that wants to see these companies held responsible for the harm they are inflicting on our children, and I will do whatever I can to help this campaign." The survey has found an overwhelming national support towards this cause. Queenslanders are being warned of potential flash floodings in multiple regions following the intense rain. The Bureau of Meteorology has said widespread thunderstorms will occur in parts of central and eastern Queensland starting today because of an upper trough system intact with deep moisture from the Coral Sea. Meteorologist Dean Namori said the trough will still be over today and tomorrow could cause 100 to 150 millimetres of rain. Flash flood warnings have been placed and locals have been warned of potential transport disruptions. In national news, the Western Australian Government has returned West Endeavours Island to its traditional owners to support the area's nomination for World Heritage and to protect it from future industrial development. The West Intercourse Island will become part of the Dampier Archipelago Island Reserve Network and will be managed by the Murajani Aboriginal Corporation and Government. The WA announced it would transfer 254 hectares of land to the park, including land parcels previously set aside for industrial development. The hardback strengthens the Murajani National Park's nomination for the UNESCO World Heritage status for a cultural site of outstanding universal value.
In national news, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation's boss has made a recent statement saying allied friend countries have been caught threatening Australians on our home soil. The ASIO Director General Mike Burgess named Iran specifically, then also stating, "I can think of at least three or four that we have actually actively found involved in foreign interference in Australian diaspora communities. Some of them would surprise you. Some of them are also our friends." Mr. Burgess also commented this may be caused by misunderstanding of inappropriate languages used by politicians, in which support of violence is misread within comments via, for example, social media platforms. In international news, Japan has issued its first megaquake advisory after the 7.1 magnitude quake shook southern islands on Thursday. Japan's meteorological agency believes a megaquake and a tsunami capable of producing a 9.1 magnitude could be coming from Nankai Trough. If a major earthquake were to occur in the future, strong shaking and large tsunamis would be generated, they said. The likelihood of it happening is higher than normal, but it doesn't mean it will definitely occur. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a possible thunderstorm later in the evening. It is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news. For 9am, we will be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website www.4zz.org.au/news. And remember, subscribe to us, please!